AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Mara Rubin in New York. The National Retail Federation estimates more than 166 million people will shop between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. And CBS's Elise Preston tells us inflation could impact what we buy.
The economy and inflation are top of mind, says Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation.
We do know that many shoppers, you know, still say it's important to me to spend and celebrate on holiday and holiday celebrations. That said, we're seeing a lot of consumers say, I need to make every dollar count. Consumers, particularly at the lower and middle income segments, are feeling squeezed.
And today's a day we are encouraged to shop small and shop local.
I'm Jim Crisula. Mom and pop stores plan for and have high hopes for Small Business Saturday all year.
There's not too many of us left around anymore. Dwindling down to everybody buying online or big box stores.
Greg Holden owns a small variety store in Bridgeport, West Virginia.
I'm trying to get people to come back to the small shops, and we're the ones that supports the baseball teams and the football teams and the basketball teams.
60% of holiday shoppers are likely to shop on Small Business Saturday, according to Bankrate.com. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
In Virginia, police have released a note found on the Walmart shooter's phone. In it, he apologized for what he was about to do, and he blamed others for mocking him. Our Chris Van Cleve reports.
Investigators say the shooter had no criminal history, and the 9mm handgun he used was legally purchased just hours before he gunned down his coworkers. While he passed a required background check to buy the firearm, Virginia is not among the 9 states in the District of Columbia with a waiting period after the purchase of a gun.
The rationale behind waiting periods is that gun violence is often impulsive, and forcing a gun buyer to take a cooling off period can reduce violence.
It's being called a Thanksgiving miracle. A Carnival cruise passenger who fell overboard in the Gulf of Mexico was found alive 15 hours later. Lieutenant Seth Gross is with the Coast Guard.
He appeared to be suffering from, you know, mild hypothermia, shock, dehydration. But his condition overall appeared stable.
The man never came back to the bar after he left to use the bathroom. His sister reported him missing, so the Mexico-bound ship's path was retraced, and a helicopter spotted him in the water. It's not clear how he fell overboard. At the World Cup, Team USA's match against England ended in a draw. America must now defeat Iran next on Tuesday to remain in the cup. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk, and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. If you're an SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Call now and learn how to create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-278-7455.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 ELK scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 30 overnight under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs around 54 tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Lows dip down to about 30 tomorrow night, overcast skies. Much cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's Tuesday. There's a lot going on, a lot to talk about. But in our first hour today, Congressman Ro Khanna is going to join us for the hour. We'll be with him in just a second to take your calls. If you want to get in line and get on the queue, as it were, 202-808-9925 is our telephone number. In the second hour of our program, I want to be talking about the freedom that the right-wing billionaires and the Republican parties are selling us. In my humble opinion, it is deadly. Which begs the question, what is freedom? Also, it looks like the Republican Party is facing kind of their own Sophie's choice here. Trump either runs as a Republican or as an independent. What will that do to the Republican Party? And geeky science. Can the average person only trust five people? This is fascinating. Also, Herschel Walker responds to the deadly shooting at the Club Q in Colorado Springs by rolling out a brand new ad attacking trans people. How do we handle these deplorables? We'll talk about that in the third hour. And Kanye West's anti-Semitic tweets are actually profitable. The Jerusalem Post has done an analysis finding that he's not only expanding his audience, but he's making money being an anti-Semite. We'll talk about that also in the third hour. But to start out, Congressman Ro Khanna is with us. He represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the author of a new book, Dignity in the Digital Age. His website is Khanna, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna, R-O Khanna. And Congressman Khanna, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we've talked. What's on your mind today?
Tom, great to chat. I don't think we've talked since the election. It was a much better result than we all expected. We're now focused on the lame duck as soon as we get back from Thanksgiving to make sure we increase the debt ceiling so the Republicans don't try to sabotage the economy, make sure we actually fund the National Labor Relations Board so we can enforce the violations against all these wonderful organizing efforts at Starbucks, Amazon, Chipotle. And then we should need to fund the Ukraine aid because the Republicans have threatened in the House not to do that.
Do you think it's going to work? You think it's going to happen? You can get stuff done?
I do. I do think we'll succeed on the debt ceiling. I think we will succeed on the Ukraine aid. The NLRB is a bigger challenge. It really matters. It's consequential, but it hasn't gotten the attention that it needs. And it requires about $100 million of funding so that they can actually protect workers who want to organize.
Is there any possibility that the twin legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the old H.R. 1, America, what was it? I'm forgetting the title of it, of the act.
The Democracy Reform Package.
Yeah, that those two pieces of legislation, they passed the House in the Senate, they were defeated. But did Chuck Schumer vote no so that he could bring them back up? Or is there some way that they could be brought back up? Is there any possibility of some arm twisting, maybe offering Kirsten Sinema an ambassadorship someplace if she'll just resign and let the next Colorado Democratic governor appoint somebody to replace her? And well, I don't know if that's the thing to do, but whatever. I mean, is there any way to make this happen?
Yeah. Well, the For the People Act and the Voting Rights Act.
Yeah.
The challenge is, as you know, it's Arizona Sinema and Manchin have remained opposed to any reform on the filibuster. And so I think they should make it another go at it. They should try every possible thing. But it is it's been difficult because you've got two holdouts. And in this case, it's not that there are other holdouts. I literally think those two individuals are holding up these bills.
Yeah, it just seems like it's so important. I mean, particularly the For the People Act, which deals with, money in politics. It deals with gerrymandering. My understanding is that more or less on the neighborhood of 10, maybe as many as 15 seats in the House right now are occupied by Republicans that would have been occupied by Democrats if states had simply not as radically gerrymandered as they had. Three states did it in defiance of court orders, and the governors of the states just said, hey, screw you to the courts, try and enforce it, and went ahead with gerrymandered districts anyway. I mean, it seems so important to deal with that.
Absolutely. The gerrymandering, we would have a majority if it weren't for gerrymandering. I mean, a district like Tom Malinowski's, we would have won in New Jersey. We wouldn't have had the same consequences in Florida. I mean, people forget that Florida was a consequence of DeSantis basically doing the most partisan redistricting. It wasn't just winning elections. And then the money, I mean, the dark money, millions of dollars of dark money coming into these seats is also incredibly distortive of the process. And these Republicans are complaining that they were outspent in some of these seats. They should join us in just saying prohibit corporate money into elections and have restrictions on private money coming in. But of course, not a single Republican supports any of the campaign finance reforms.
Yeah, it's truly tragic. Well, let's pick up some phone calls here. Congressman Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls in our national town hall meeting. David in Columbus, Ohio, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, Congressman. I gave to a lot of Democratic candidates across the country. Do you see, and most of them said they do not take corporate money. Do you see a trend away from taking corporate money toward more progressive candidates? And I think the Democrats' strength is their volunteers. They can get thousands and thousands of volunteers, not corporate money. So what do you think?
I do. I mean, when I have not taken a dollar in my whole career, not just of corporate money, if any PAC money. I one of seven members that doesn't take PAC money. But I see an increased move of not taking corporate money. I don't think, unfortunately, that's the solution. And the reason that isn't a solution is that, let's say you get even 100, 150 members of Congress who take that pledge. What you have is big oil and pharma and these insurance companies targeting the one or two members on the relevant committees to stop the progressive popular legislation. So even if you have 100, 150 members who have taken this pledge, it's better than nothing, but it's not solving the systematic problem of why we can't get Medicare for all, why we can't get a windfall tax on big oil. We really need comprehensive campaign finance reform.
Katie in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Oh, good morning. My question regards seats on airplanes. I'm a small woman. I just flew a couple weeks ago, and I cannot even reach to get something underneath the seat because my arms aren't long enough in flight. My concern is that in the event of an emergency, I don't think we're all going to be able to get out of there with the seats packed in as tightly as they can. Are you doing something about this in Congress right now? Thank you.
Well, Katie, let me raise your concern but generalize, and that is that I'm hearing from many people that they don't feel their rights are being respected as passengers. And I do think that we should be looking at a passenger bill of rights in the next Congress, both what do we need to do to make sure people are safe, regardless of their size? What do we need to do to make sure that you don't have cancellations of flights without compensation? What do we do to make sure that people are treated respectfully and comfortable? And I do think some kind of passenger bill of rights would be a good initiative in the next Congress.
Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Congressman Khanna, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 17th District of the state of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. You will be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Khanna in just a moment. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You can find Congressman Khanna's website at Khanna, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges.
To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. A fellow over on Twitter, Paul Ferry, put together an amazing Twitter thread with clips from newspapers starting in 1894. In 1894, the newspaper was saying, nobody wants to work anymore. In 1905, nobody wants to work anymore. In 1916, nobody wants to work anymore. The story is a little more than that, but I'm going through this quickly. 1922, what's the cause of unemployment in hard times? Nobody wants to work anymore. 1937, orchardists complain of shortage of labor because nobody wants to work anymore. 1940, nobody wants to work anymore, says the governor of Wisconsin. 1952, nobody wants to work anymore. 1969, Sunday segment on the TV news titled, Nobody Wants to Work Anymore. 1979, and then, you know, he goes to 1981 and 1999 and 2006 and 2014 and 2022. Yeah, we've been hearing this for a long time. There's a whole video clip about it over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. Welcome back, Congressman Earl Khanna, taking your calls for the hour. David in Woodland Hills, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you. I have a question about that program where the doctor can change you to Medicare Advantage without your knowledge. First of all, what's the name of that program? And that's not my question.
It's a restriction. I mean, it's a, I don't know the exact name, but what they're doing is a pilot program where they're basically forcing people into Medicare.
I think it's called ACO Reach.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so here's my question. If my doctor does that and I continue to pay my Medigap premiums, aren't I then in both programs, kind of like having two life insurance policies?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the challenge is, you know, what happens if you then try to go back to Medicare? Because one of the challenges of going back and forth between Medicare is that Medigap then can discriminate against you. They don't have to give you the insurance. So my guess is that you're paying the Medigap insurance to keep it at an extra cost to what you're already doing. It's why this shouldn't be happening without consent, and all of the progressives have opposed, many of the progressives have opposed the ACO Reach program.
Johnny in New York City, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
How are you doing today?
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, here's my question. Is the Democratic Party, as a white male, union guy, how do you expect me to support your party anymore when you vilify the white male? Every time you turn on the TV, the Democrats are on TV, you're talking about white supremacy this, racism that, white male this, white male that. How do you expect me to even vote for anybody, and you have Democratic school boards run by Democrats who force transitioning to children. And if you speak out about it, you're vilified.
Sorry, I thought Johnny was done. I think he got his point.
Well, Johnny, first of all, I suggest you look at my speech or op-eds on economic patriotism. It's all about bringing back manufacturing jobs. It's all about this view that we made a huge mistake in this country by offshoring all our production, hollowing out communities. We don't make steel here. We don't make aluminum here. I want to bring those jobs back, and I have a plan for how we do that. That's going to help factory towns. That's going to help the white working class. It's going to help the black working class, Latino working class. It's going to make us stronger and economically more prosperous. So I would argue that our policies are good for working class people, regardless of race. On your point about trans kids, I mean, I believe that trans children deserve basic rights to be able to do whatever their parents think is necessary and that their doctors think are necessary. And no one that I know in a school board is trying to make that decision. What they're trying to say is let people decide with their families and doctors what's right for them.
I remember when Republicans used to campaign on parental rights. It's apparently not anymore. David in Canterbury, Connecticut. David, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Representative Khanna, it's great you got reelected, and we got four more progressives in the House, and that's great. We got to keep going. My question is, with the January 6th committee coming to an end, I know there were quite a few Congress people, Congress critters involved in the insurrection itself. Do you have any knowledge about what's going on, what may go on with Prosecutor Jack Smith, and if there's any rumblings about anything going to be done about these folks in Congress? And I'll wait for your answer. Thank you very much.
You know, I don't have knowledge, and that's a good thing, because that shows that the Justice Department really is keeping this independent. They don't consult us. They don't tell us anything in Congress. And I have said to my colleagues, I think the less we say, the better. They're consummate professionals, and they need to show that this is an independent investigation, and they're following the law and the facts, and I think they will.
Mary in Elk Grove Village, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both for what you do. A couple weeks ago, maybe a week or so ago, I was watching television, and I saw an advertisement for WellCare, and it sounded eerily familiar. It sounded almost verbatim what the Medicare Advantage commercials are advertising. And I know that you guys have a bill saying that Medicare Advantage cannot use the word Medicare, but is this new program, and this is very smart of them, are they trying to backdoor their little programs by just switching up the names?
Are they rebranding?
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for raising that, and I'll look into it, but at the very least, we can agree that they shouldn't be calling Medicare Advantage Medicare. It's just two different programs. I mean, Medicare Advantage, you can't go see any doctor. In Medicare Advantage, you don't have the same guarantee on your catastrophic coverage taking place, and you have to seek prior authorization, and you get a lot of claims denied, where that's not the case with Medicare. So call it private insurance. Call it what it is, and that's what Mark Buchanan, my bill, does.
How's that bill doing, by the way?
You know, we're trying to first get support among progressives, which I think we will, and then the next Congress build broader support. But I'm hoping this is not just a progressive issue. This should, I mean, progressive is a view that we need Medicare expanded. But certainly call something honestly what it is, that should be all Democrats for, basically consumer protection.
Yeah. The New York Times actually has done a good job of calling this out. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Representative Khanna is vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He represents California's 17th district, Khanna.house.gov, and Repro Khanna on Twitter. Gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it! Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday sales events happening now for the best.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The All of Us Research Program has a simple mission. They want to speed up medical breakthroughs. To do this, they're asking people across America to share their unique health information to create the largest, most diverse medical research program ever. The more information researchers have, the faster they can create individualized prevention, precise treatment options, and better care for everyone. Help make this mission achievable. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA. Sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Aho, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 30 overnight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs around 54. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Lows dip down to about 30. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Much cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
The stallion tip-tapping away at his telegraph. Wind blam. Ran right into the side of the saloon. Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back to our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, with Charles in Gold Hill. You're on the air in Gold Hill, Oregon. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello, gentlemen. I have one statement and two questions. Medicare.gov steers people to Medicare Advantage. I was on the website yesterday. And my question for Ro Khanna is, why is not the 14th Amendment, Section 3 and Section 4 being enforced? Section 3 dealing with the insurrectionists that are in office and running for office, and Section 4 being the debt ceiling that cannot be questioned. Why do we just not ignore the debt ceiling and adhere to the Constitution?
I agree with you on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. I've been calling for that. People like Jamie Raskin has been calling for that. It would basically bar insurrectionists from running for office. It was used after the Civil War, and we should be more aggressive, but it still would take majorities, at least in the House and Senate, to be able to do that. On the debt ceiling, I do think I'm open to looking at any avenue that's constitutional that wouldn't require us continually to raise it, because it's just become a political football.
Dan in Miami, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, thank you very much. I have a follow-up to the question about the insurrectionists among you in Congress. Why is it that, well, first of all, you have a committee that's supposed to be looking into whether there are any insurrectionists within the House rules. Article 1, Section 5 of the Constitution establishes that the House can set rules on who the members might be. And second of all, you know, even if they haven't really finished investigating whether there are members who are insurrectionists, why don't you just offer a resolution to the effect that everyone who is a member of Congress should not be an insurrectionist, and see who votes for it?
That's a good idea. I mean, I do think having that kind of resolution would be a good thing. But, you know, you'll have a number of the extremes of the Republicans vote against it and then parade it out there saying that they're being victimized. I mean, that is the grievance politics that they've been running in. I think what's more important is that the Justice Department does its work and press forward with people who actually aided and abetted those who stormed the Capitol and rioted at the Capitol.
Janet in Strongsville, Ohio, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Tom, thank you for taking my call, and also thank you, Representative Khanna. Just real quick, I want to just say, you have no idea the tsunami of ads every day, all day, into the evening for Medicare Advantage. So please, please keep, you and Representative Pocan, keep after that bill, please. It's as if we're having something again taken away from us. But my question for you is, it has to do with Nancy Pelosi's retirement, well, not retirement, but her giving up leadership. And all I ever hear about is someone named Hakeem Jeffries. I'm wondering why you aren't running for leadership. I mean, I look at what you stand for, and there's so many other fine progressives. Why does it have to be sort of crammed down our throat, Hakeem Jeffries from the state of New York? And I'll take my answer off air, and have a great Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah, well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thank you for bringing it up, the Medicare Advantage ads. I mean, Mark Pocan and I think he would share this. Part of the reason we did this bill is all of the listeners on Tom Hartman that we're hearing from around the country where this is a major issue. And both he and I are absolutely committed to pushing this, trying to get it to pass. And if it doesn't pass, bringing this up with HHS Secretary to crack down on Medicare Advantage misrepresenting it. You know, I would love to have progressives in leadership. Pramila Jayapal was the person we were getting behind I candidly think it's unfortunate that there is not a strong progressive in leadership. But I like Hakeem Jeffries. I want to give the new leadership team a chance to succeed, to build bridges. And my hope is in that we can continue to work to get progressives elected. We've done a great job getting progressives in Congress with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. We've done a great job sort of shaping the agenda. Now we just need to win in some of these leadership positions so that progressives are in decision-making roles.
Eleanor in Staten Island, New York, here on the air with Representative Connor.
Yes, thank you. I want to know if we can ever get rid of the undemocratic Electoral College.
Eleanor, I agree with you. It is undemocratic. My sense is the best way to get rid of it instead of a constitutional amendment, which is what it'll take, is this informal compact where if enough states can agree that they'll vote for the popular vote winner, no matter what happens in their state, and you get to 270, that will be the way to do this. I forget what count they're at, but eventually I do think they'll get to 270.
Cindy in Bayview, Idaho, you're on the air with Representative Connor.
Oh, I really appreciate this show. I'm up here where, of course, abortion is illegal now, and I was just wondering if the Indian reservations couldn't somehow finagle a way to make it legal. Because they have, in Idaho, we do have gambling in at the reservations.
Cindy, I don't know the legality of that. I know that we've looked at putting clinics on federal land. I don't know what the rules are with the tribes and what could be done, but it's certainly worth looking into.
Norm in Tampa, Florida, you're on the air with Representative Connor.
Yes, Representative Connor. I want to know, when is Congress going to do something to rein in the abuses of the United States Drug Enforcement Agency? And as we speak right now, I have a case before that has been docketed and is in discussion before the United States Supreme Court, case 226,000, you can look at this, that talks about this very same issue where they have gone on and targeted doctors and they do not have the authority to dictate the practice of medicine. Congress never gave them that authority and make guidelines which they never had the authority to do and set evidentiary standards such as red flag. We recently had a case called Wuhan v. United States where the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that the DEA couldn't do, yet they continue to do this, and it has been because Congress has failed to rein in the abuse.
You're talking, Norm, about the DEA going after doctors who prescribe pain medications.
Yeah,
okay. Congressman?
Well, this has come up before, Norm, and I think there has to be a balance. I mean, I think the problem was the pharmaceutical companies initially that made profits on opiates, and so everyone got concerned legitimately. So, and those pharmaceutical companies should be held to criminal and civil standards. But in the case of doctors that are doing their jobs, that are making good judgments, they should not be penalized if they're operating within the standard practice of medicine. And so we need to make sure the pendulum doesn't swing too far in going after good faith acting doctors. And that is something that we need to continue to investigate and perhaps legislate in Congress.
Susan in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air with Representative Connor.
Yes, Representative Connor. I reached out to Mark Kelly while he was here. I'm a volunteer for him. And I reached out in an email and told him why Medicare Advantage was a scam and that he should look up your bill and support it, yours and Senator or Representative Pocan. He came back to me and said, I support Medicare Advantage. It gives seniors more choices. I emailed him back and said, we don't want choices. We want help paying our bills. And I sent him a link to Tom's article, and he came back and sent me to a caseworker. I was wondering if you can reach out to senators like that and educate them on these things. I don't think they understand.
Well, I agree with you. That's why it's uphill. That's why it's been uphill to get Medicare for All. That's why it's been uphill to get dental, vision, and hearing for Medicare. By the way, one reason that people choose Medicare Advantage is because many of those plans provide dental, vision, and hearing. Now, they still, I think, are inferior because you don't have everyone in network because you have to get claims pre-approved. But one reason that Bernie Sanders and so many of us have been pushing to have Medicare cover dental, vision, and hearing is so that people don't have to run to private insurance. So these things are all linked, but you've got big insurance companies that are preventing sensible, common sense reform. You know, I had the delegation of Taiwan in to see me, a deputy foreign minister, and one of the things he was talking about the threat of China, et cetera, and how all the Republicans are standing with him. And then he said something as he was leaving. He said, in Taiwan, we have single-payer health care. It's absurd. No one pays anything if more than 10 bucks if they have to deliver a baby. I said, you need to talk to some of the Republican senators who are so eager to defend Taiwan about what Taiwan's actually doing in terms of the quality of life for its people. So we have a uniquely broken healthcare system here.
Deborah in Kansas City, Missouri, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My question today to the senator is regarding your comment to the gentleman on the insurrection participation and members in Congress.
Oh, the 14th
and your
Amendment.
Comment was, yes, the 13th and 14th Amendment. And my concern is, why is this now necessary to have Congress, a majority vote, which is the same party that participated in the insurrection? To me, that's just passing the buck down the road, and nothing's going to happen to these gentlemen. We just say, oh, what a shame. Something needs to happen. I don't understand why, if that's in the amendments, why is it now necessary that this same party is going to be allowed to pass the buck?
Deborah, I share your frustration. This is why, ultimately, we need the Justice Department. Ultimately, this is why I have called for a separate agency in the federal government that actually goes after corruption, that goes after misconduct by elected officials, because I don't think Congress can police itself. But until we have that agency, right now that authority is with the Justice Department, and that is our best bet.
Congressman Mero Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing California's 17th District, the Silicon Valley area, in the U.S. House of Representatives, on the line with us for the hour in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting, taking your calls. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Khanna in just a moment. You can find his website at Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And you can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back. Holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh. Plus, we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind me of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind me of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. There are no good solid numbers on it, but it appears that the majority of people who have Medicare Advantage programs or plans believe that they're on Medicare. This is certainly how Medicare Advantage is sold. Oh, you're missing out on benefits under Medicare. It's Medicare Part C, don't you know? C for commercial, right? But people don't realize that when you sign up for Medicare Advantage, you are leaving behind Medicare, and you may never be able to get back to it, or at least not in the way that you could have if you had signed up for it when you were 65 and you stayed with it. And now stepping into this void come Congressman Mark Pocan and Congressman Ro Khanna with the new Save Medicare Act that would prevent this kind of deceptive advertising and marketing by forbidding insurance companies and HMOs and whatnot from using the word Medicare to sell these for-profit plans or these so-called Medicare Advantage plans. We all need to be supportive of this. There's a whole video about it over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. Congressman Ro Khanna with us taking your calls. And Tim in Aloha, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, what's happening with Marjorie Taylor Greene? What are you guys going to do to pursue some action against the Supreme Court to increase the number of people here? Because that isn't just a 2 or 4 year or 6 year reign. We're talking about generational. This is scary stuff. You know, you're going to have to get more people in the Supreme Court, or what you can accomplish is going to be destroyed, just like the Affordable Care Act and everything else.
Well, what I've recommended is term limits, and that is consistent with what the president's own commission has said. No one should be there more than 18 years. Every president should get 2 appointments. After you're done in the Supreme Court, go to the appellate court. And that would significantly reform the court and not have these absurd situations where people are there 40, 50 years and making decisions that are totally out of touch with everyday reality of people's lives.
Raymond in Douglasville, Georgia, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Well, thank you for putting me on. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Rep. Khanna, for your good work. A very simple question. My mother is enrolled in WellCare, and we'd like to get her switched up back to Medicare before the deadline. How do we do that? Thank you.
Please contact our office or your congressperson's office, and they can help with that in the casework. I assume WellCare is a Medicare Advantage plan. You can switch back in open enrollment, which is around now, to Medicare. You have to be careful to make sure you get the Medigap insurance, which is often supplemental, and sometimes Medigap insurance can deny those things if you're switching back. And that's why it's harmful for people to switch in the first place if they don't know all the facts. So please contact one of the caseworkers, either in our office or your own congressperson's office, and we can try to help.
Bob in Asheville, North Carolina, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hello, Representative. I have a question for you. I'm a retired state employee teacher in North Carolina. For decades, we've had Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and part of our retirement is that carries over and becomes a supplement for us with our Medicare. This year, with our GQP-led legislators, they've switched and dropped Blue Cross Blue Shield and forced us all onto a Humana Medicare Advantage plan, which, in my thoughts, that's going to take all these retirees out of Medicare and force them into this Advantage plan. And other callers to Tom have said this is happening in their states as well. This could be a massive loss of revenue and Medicare patient or Medicare recipients, and could really harm Medicare because of that. I don't know what we can do.
Well, my concern is not just harming Medicare; it's harming you and your colleagues, because Medicare Advantage, like I said, you have to go to in-network doctors. You have to get prior authorization to get things approved for medicine or procedures. Sometimes, too often, they deny those requests, whereas you never get those denied with Medicare. So please raise this with your member of Congress. Let's see what we can do, especially if this transfer, it seems, was done without your knowledge or your consent by for benefits that you were owed.
Congressman, my understanding is that the conversation among Republicans around this is that once over 50, and certainly over 60% of Medicare recipients have shifted over to Medicare Advantage, the next time Republicans have control of the levers of power, they will simply say, the American public have voted, the majority of Americans no longer want Medicare, they want Medicare Advantage, so we're going to just shut down and phase out over the next 5 years the Medicare program, put everybody on Medicare Advantage, that'll be the end of that, and then we'll be happy to talk about Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All, because it'll be Medicare Advantage for All, which is exactly where we were 30 years ago. What do you think?
I think that's cynically right, Tom. In fact, I had an executive tell me, insurance executive, I don't really have a problem with Bernie Sanders and Medicare for All, and you're supporting it, bro, because it's going to end up being Medicare Advantage for All. People are basically moving into this Medicare Advantage plan. But that people should realize that is going to be with basically rationed care. That's what it is. It's the Medicare Advantage private insurance boards getting to decide what they want to cover. Right now, they're going after the relatively healthier population, but as people who have real illnesses continue to select these plans, the country is going to be in for a rude awakening.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by today and taking all.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Tom.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners.
Thank you, and the same to you and your family, Congressman. Thank you so much. We'll be back in just a moment. I want to get into the freedom that the right-wing billionaires in the Republican Party are trying to sell us. What is freedom? And what happens to the GOP with Trump as a candidate? Interesting conversation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-20.
You are listening.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.